On June 20th, the California Public Utilities Commission, CPUC, denied AT&T's request to withdraw as a carrier of last resort, Kohler, and initiated a new rulemaking process to address Kohler telecommunications service obligations. A Kohler is a telecommunications provider mandated to offer basic telephone services to any customer within a specified area. This ensures universal access to safe, reliable, and affordable telephone service in California. This decision is marked as a victory by utility consumer advocates and AT&T customers that say that their copper POTS, plain old telephone service, is vital to their safety. One of the opponents to AT&T's application for relief is the Utility Reform Network, otherwise known as TURN, who we spoke to in May after the CPUC issued a proposed decision outlining their plan to deny the telecommunications giant's application.
I'm Regina Costa. I'm the Telecommunications Policy Director for TURN, the Utility Reform Network. And what has just happened is that the administrative law judge who is in charge of the proceeding where AT&T has applied to get rid of its carrier of last resort obligations, has issued a proposed decision that would dismiss the application. The way the process works is that the judge overseeing a case writes a proposed decision. This is based on his review of the evidence and a legal analysis.
The decision to deny AT&T's request underscores the importance the CPUC places on maintaining universal access to essential telecommunications services. Commissioner John Reynolds emphasized the CPUC's commitment to protecting customer access to basic telephone services, regardless of location, income, or access to other communication forms.
The decision goes out of its way to demonstrate that AT&T's application is not legally proper, that it's trying to convince the commission to ignore state law and its own rules, and that AT&T has not provided a shred of evidence that there are actual alternative carriers of last resort. And the decision is clear. The commission is not going to just rubber stamp an application and leave customers without a carrier of last resort.
As part of the ruling, the CPUC launched a new rulemaking to update Kohler regulations and high-cost fund programs, aligning them with technological advancements and the state's broadband for all objectives. CPUC President Alice Reynolds highlighted the necessity of these rules in ensuring universal telephone service over the past three decades and the opportunity to modernize them to better serve Californians. Costa believes the revision of the Kohler rulemaking is essential in what TURN believes is the next step in AT&T's goal of releasing its obligation to serve.
A really good clue to what AT&T wants is in the last statement from their director, president, and CEO in the April 24th earnings call. That's a session that is used for a corporation to brief its shareholders, investors, and market analysts about, you know, what is the state of the company and where are we going? And this is the last paragraph, and he was talking about fiber deployment. And he said, "I've indicated that we will use it as an opportunity for us to turn down footprint. So where I've got small numbers of data customers in place, I need to get them off of fixed infrastructure that I ultimately want to shutter, because that allows me to turn down a geography that is a low utilization geography and a low profitable geography on the fixed side. And I can turn out the lights, walk away, take cost out of business. I will do that."
With cell phone popularity and other telecommunications options, some may question, and AT&T has suggested, the need for landlines have outlived their use, making the need for a carrier of last resort obsolete.
There's really important things to consider about this. Difference between the basic service that you get from a carrier of last resort and any other kind of service, and that the basic service is tariffed. That means that the prices, the terms, and the conditions are all set down in an official document that protects you. You don't have to go to court in order to challenge a problem. The commission can investigate it. They have the authority to tell them to stop. They have the authority to tell them to reimburse customers. They have the authority to make them comply with certain things, like putting backup power in their network in a high or moderate fire threat area, which is, 99% of Humboldt County? Pretty big chunk. There's a lot of protection that goes along with that. So you shouldn't just jump to somebody who says, oh yeah, I can do this for you.
The CPUC received over 5,000 public comments and held 8 public forums attended by more than 5,800 participants, with the vast majority opposing AT&T's proposal. Customers shared their dependence on POTS lines and the safety issues that arise during power outages.
We just hope we don't have another fire season like some of them, right? And we hope that we will not have the widespread power outages that we have had. The fear always is that we will. And so the fear is that people will lose service. And so going forward, when you're looking at a carrier of last resort, it's got to involve reliability. And for the present time, it's also got to involve verifying that these companies are actually putting the backup power in their networks to make sure that they still work when the power goes out. And I'm not sure that they are doing that. So TURN is pushing a bill in the legislature, it's AB 2765, that would at least require the PUC to report where and when it has inspected these facilities to verify that the backup power is there, to report any violations of that they find, and to report on, well, what have you done to make them fix it?
Ultimately, the CPUC sided with the customers, offering a reprieve for those reliant on their AT&T service. However, Costa and other advocacy groups believe AT&T will take their plea to legislators.
We know AT&T is going to be lobbying heavily. They have been. But we also think that from AT&T's standpoint, they will probably try to go to the legislature and get them to act in some way to usurp the commission's authority. That would not be a surprise. We've seen a trickle of letters coming in. AT&T has not been silent on this. They've been busy. They've been getting a handful of legislators to send letters to the commission supporting their application. There obviously have been a lot of letters from legislators, county governments, the federal government, Congress, the congressional delegation, opposing it. And we just got more opposition from the Farm Bureau. But they are working hard at the legislature to convince them that this application is about broadband. They've been singing the same song to county boards of supervisors and anyone who will listen to them, that what the application is really about is to free AT&T from its shackles and let it go forth and, you know, let 1,000 fiber broadband connections bloom, right? Or 1 million, as the case may be. But what that decision did is it pointed out that this is just not true. It's misinformation, because there's nothing stopping AT&T from putting fiber all over its network. They can do that today. What the application does is it says AT&T does not have any obligation to serve, whether it's copper landlines, whether it's VoIP, whether it's anything. The obligation to serve people is gone.
In the ruling, the CPUC determined that AT&T failed to demonstrate the availability of replacement providers capable of meeting COLR obligations and noted concerns about the reliability of voice alternatives, reliability that may disproportionately impact rural customers where telecommunication redundancies are rare, leaving customers in the lurch when their only source of telecommunications goes down. Those on the North Coast, Costa said, should take heed.
He has described beautifully most of Mendocino, much of Humboldt County. Does he consider Eureka profitable? Who knows? Probably not for fiber. He's described most of AT&T's service territory. And that is what they want permission to do, is to turn out the lights and walk away.
Though the CPUC has denied AT&T's application of relief, it is believed that AT&T will seek other avenues to be released of their COLR designation. Costa encourages customers to remain vigilant and let their voice be heard.
I think use every forum available to let your assemblyman, right now it's Assemblyman Mood, Mike McGuire, and the, you know, Chris Rogers, when he takes office, all of these people and your congressional delegation, let them know how important it is to have reliable telecom service. You need that. But we know our representatives are going to support what the PUC is doing, but it's other people that need to be convinced, like the Speaker of the Assembly, for instance.
Though an individual may feel voiceless, Costa said this latest ruling is in large part due to the public comments filled with personal testimonies.
The commission heard you. They heard all of the people who stood up and said, I have no options here. I do not have a reliable service. Wireless does not work for me. That was very, very important. I can't emphasize enough how important it was for folks who made it to Ukiah to go to that hearing, or who sat on the phone for hours on end and said their piece, because it really and truly had an impact.
Though the threat has been mitigated at the moment, AT&T has another application that will go before the commission, this time impacting low-income telecommunications customers that AT&T has been subsidized to serve.
AT&T has another application teed up at the commission. We just held a formal hearing to consider evidence on this, and that would allow them to get rid of their designation as a federal lifeline service provider, which means if they're serving a California lifeline customer, they get a subsidy from both California and the Federal Communications Commission. This would eliminate the federal subsidy. And in that application, AT&T said, they were asked, are you going to continue to provide California Lifeline even if you stop getting the federal subsidy? And they said, in places where we're serving. So in other words, what they're saying in AT&T speak is, if we're successful in getting rid of the obligation to serve people, we don't have to offer Lifeline anymore.
Stay tuned to Redwood Community Radio, where we will continue to follow issues impacting telecommunications in Northern California.